right. Thank you, thank you. And rentfree1310 at gmail.com if you want to add. Our good friend Michael Dixon sent one in pretty late this morning. We'll get to that next week.
Sorry, Michael.
Yeah. It's really good.
Try again.
And I'm excited
to get
to it.
He's a Mariners fan.
I know. So he's currently shunned.
So screw him.
But let's start off with Ham before we get to the P1s, because Ham said, hey, I have something that's been rattling around the noggin.
Yeah, so I've been obsessed with this for about a week and a half now. I thought I could do this for Internet Hall of Fame yesterday, but I've only seen it for like a week, and I don't know how old it is.
You can't put Linsanity in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You got to play longer.
Okay. You got to wait. But this one, I saw this on the Internet last week, and I've watched it about four times every single day.
Okay.
And it's a mini horse that's waking up a girl that's in a hospital.
Little Sebastian?
It looks like Little Sebastian.
It looks like Little Sebastian, and he's playing a keyboard. Here's the audio of it. As the horse is just going to town on this thing.
That video makes my day when I see it.
It's awesome.
So what do you mean by waking the kid up? They have the horse in there for kids coming out of surgery.
Yeah, it's like therapy.
Coming out of anesthesia.
I have a news report about them talking about that same thing.
Look at this miniature horse sharing her musical talents to help wake kids up from anesthesia at Shriners for Children Medical Center.
Can we have that as a drop for maybe if we need to go to break or coming back when we're
transition to something
else? Yeah, if we need to wake up.
But it's been stuck in my head, just the idea of just like you're coming out of like the drugs they're giving you, and there's a horse just mashing a piano next to you.
I'd be like,
and how confused you'd be, like, what?
It's such a funny visual.
I'm not awake yet. This is still a dream.
Yeah, there's this little horse with his snout going across the whole keyboard.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love that so
it's
much.
It's been stuck in my head for like the last week. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's got to be relatively new because I saw it like maybe a week and a half ago, and it's a stop down every time.
It puts together a strong career that'll be up for Internet Hall of Fame at some point.
All right, let's go to P1s. This is from Sweet P1 Kelly. She says, hi, boys. Recently, driving around, the Red Hot Chili Peppers song Under the Bridge came on, and all I could think of is how Groobs tried to play the beginning of that song. For the next few days, I will just have to fight through it. Peace from Carmel, California, or Carmel, California, Kelly.
Okay.
And this, of course, was the debut of Groobs' musical career circa 08. Mm-hmm. And I was able to plug into the mixer at the Barley House.
Oh, you were there for this.
With my mini disc player. Back when we had to use those.
Okay.
And it picked up this, and I agree with Corby when he says you could take Joe Satriani or any of the great guitarists in the history of rock and roll, they cannot replicate this.
Vocals the same.
Yeah. Of course.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a part. Sometimes I feel like I only this city I live in, the city of cry. I drive on the streets,
he's
my companion. Walk through a hills, knows me right. He's my good deeds, and kisses me windy. I never worry, that is take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
And what's great is Grooves is a very good guitar player now.
Yeah.
Like, he stuck with it.
Absolutely. And
like, it's a beautiful redemption story.
It was crazy because that was at like 7:30, 7:45 in the evening. And that place was packed because the Hardline talked about how that was going to take place that night. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen the Barley House so packed that early on a weeknight. And it was absolute magic.
And I love how he stuck with it, too. He got through the beginning. I think most of us would just be
courage.
Like, nah, well, I guess I can't.
And
he did the whole damn song, and he's still playing guitar, and he's awesome at it.
And I lived with him for like 3 years, so I got to hear all the Chili Peppers practice.
Yeah.
So
you got to hear that song as he just grew with
he
it?
He got better and better.
Man.
So.
You hear Grooves in his room.
California. Yeah.
Alabama, California.
And we'd get real drunk sometimes, and I would get on the drum kit and just try to like keep the beat to help him out.
Man.
Those are some,
wish we could go back in time and
debaucherous nights.
Have a weekend with Sean and Grooves.
Yeah.
You know what y'all's band needed? A little miniature horse.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were going to say an oboe. I was like, we can't bring that back up again.
Add that to this.
Little mini Chili Pepper horse.
Okay.
Yes. See this show for sure.
I love how the comedy is the visual, but the sound is just as funny when you can't see it.
You're like, you hear the horse head moving.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we go from Grooves to MacGruber because Mark emails. He goes, a few years ago, while listening to The Ticket, you replayed a clip from a radio show airing somewhere in the Northeast. It lives rent free in my head. Those two guys got in a disagreement. And one of the two guys started asking the other if he wanted to go. It's hilarious to me now. Around the house, my wife and daughter start giving me a hard time. I'll playfully ask them, you want to go? They think it's funny, too. And that also pops up in the comedy classic MacGruber, which you can enjoy now.
1 second, Grooves.
Huh.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Well, we got MacGruber on this team right now. He's no service time.
How's your nose, rookie?
It's fine. I just banged it into a giant vagina.
So my face is a vagina, huh? Hmm. Well, I bet you wish your nose was a so you could use it to butts. Hmm.
I forget. The last time I saw you, did I remember to tell you how ugly I think you are?
No, you didn't.
Well, I think you're really ugly.
Well, I think you're looking in the mirror.
You want to go?
Anytime, any place.
I'm starting to like this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
Well, I hate you.
You want to go?
Hey, guys.
You want to go?
So that was Wolfman that said you want to go?
On the radio
show?
Yeah.
I think that was a Wolfman.
Not
fight.
Totally sure.
Yeah, I never saw the classic film MacGruber.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I saw the when it was an SNL skit.
Well,
I just never saw the...
What's the dumb comedy you saw the other day?
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun?
Not dumb. Great film.
Okay.
Awesome.
Still.
But yeah. Comedies are making a comeback.
I hope so. I very much hope so.
King of the Hill is back.
You want to go?
Yeah, there it
I
is.
I don't want to go, MacGruber.
Right. Let's skip ahead a few here, Ham. Let's
Shut
go.
Up.
Let's go to Eric. He says a couple from The Ticket. One, Grego saying he could kill a man with a rolled-up magazine. I think it was a rolled-up newspaper. I don't have audio of that at the ready. He says, two, Norm saying this drop, which makes us all very uncomfortable when it's played.
A little bit of a fur patch.
Oh, is that the? That's not the one. You don't
the
have
little
the,
patch.
The slow one of him saying that little patch of very soft fur.
We have you saying it now.
We do. And he goes
with the sad horn behind it.
And then Eric says, "Not from The Ticket." Back in the late 70s, there was a PSA that played on Saturday morning cartoons. Not the whole jingle, but I hanker for a hunk of cheese. Yes, I'm an old F, P1 Eric, and I went and found that PSA. And it's pretty wild that stuff like this was floating around before we were born.
My. Oh, howdy, partner. Time for timer. Do you ever get that hungry feeling after school? Boy, I do. I'm so hungry, I could eat a wagon wheel. When I'm slow on the draw and I need something to chaw, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When my 10-gallon hats are feeling 5 gallons flat, I got something planned, which is little cheese sandwiches. Come on! Here's a great little snack to tide you over till dinner. If you want something delicious and nutritious, cheese is a super snack. Look, a wagon wheel. When my get up and go has got up and went, I anchor for a hunk of cheese. When I'm dancing a hold down and my boots kind of slow down, or any time I'm weak in the knees, I anchor for a hunk of, a slab or slice of chunk of, a snacker D is a winner, and yet won't spoil my dinner. I anchor for a hunk of cheese. Yahoo!
So that's a commercial for cheese.
Yeah, it's not a specific brand.
Just cheese.
Just get you some cheese.
Just letting you know, cheese,
okay,
pretty good to eat.
Small bucket of queso.
I had no idea that Big Cheese decided in the 70s it had to let kids know that it was still a viable option.
I've never heard that before.
Get you a little Tylenol laced with heroin or whatever.
Just put in a little wedge of cheese and... Enjoy your night.
Just imagine us doing live spots for cheese. Okay, sweet spot here. You have a little snacky?
I'm not a fan.
You after lunch? Wait till dinner. Get some cheese.
Are you lactose tolerant?
Well, we got the answer for you.
It's called queso, brother.
Cheese.
So, yeah. So that'll do it for this edition of Rent Free. Again,
that little patch of very soft fur.
So
what was he talking about?
I don't know, but...
His favorite parts on a woman?
You can use your imagination. Rentfree1310@gmail.com.
He's talking about Mrs. Met.
We will eventually get to yours. We appreciate all the P1s sharing their personal insanity with us in this space every week.